Blog Talk Radio.
Salonpas pain relief patches are anti-inflammatory patches that stick to the skin and release pain-relieving medication to a localized area of where you're feeling discomfort. It is a great pain management option for those of us who struggle with swallowing pills or do not wish to rely on oral treatment. Salonpas pain relief patches are thin, discreet, and can be worn under clothes, so you don't have to worry about amending your wardrobe. The patches are clinically proven to provide pain relief for up to 12 hours without leaving a stain or mess on the skin. This can allow you to get a comfortable night's sleep or get on with a long day in the office without your niggling pain. Unlike non-medicated pain relief patches, such as ice packs or heat patches, the Salonpas pain relief patches use a transdermal drug delivery system, TDDS, which delivers active pain-relieving medication into the body through the skin, directly where it is applied. The patch is extremely thin, meaning it will stick firmly to any shape of the body, even over joints and bendy bits. Only one side is adhesive, so the patches will stick to skin alone and won't leave any residue or marks on clothing. Applying is simple, and here is how. Bend the plaster in the middle and slide slightly to expose the adhesive part of the plaster. Step 2. Apply the adhesive part directly on the affected area. Step 3. Slide the film backwards. Step 4. Slide the other film forward and smooth the patch with your palm after. You're now ready to enjoy your day with your pain relief. The Salonpas Pain Relief Patch.
When
right, everybody out there. All right. Hold it. This is a product of WBNN. This is the Coach's Corner with D. Gibbs, and I'm the coach, D. Gibbs. We are now on air live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. Press to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. How y'all doing out there tonight? You know, for everybody is, you know, well, safe, and, you know, woke for the most part. My first topic is Know Thy Enemy. So this week, I was privy to some information about our enemy, because some of us don't even know our enemy. It's sad that we don't, because there's so many things we that we are up against, and it's not, we are our worst enemy. Sad to say, but beyond the fact that we know that we are our worst enemy, a lot of us do know that, but there are other major variables and factors that are not good for us as black people, or society on the whole. I won't just limit it to black people, society on the whole. So, if you didn't know, there's a small percentage people, which we call the shadow government, that run this country, who are about a lot of things that have nothing to do with detriment to society. One of their plans is population control, which is being done in a variety of ways. Y'all notice, but I notice, this is some strange weather we got here going into May. I feel like fall to me in Philadelphia. I don't know how I feel across the country, but we out here with jackets on. I know I am. I'm waking up to 33-degree weather, and it's about to be May. Anyone say harp? So along with that, genetically modified food. Yeah. Genetically modified food, which means fake food. When you go to the market, notice that your grapes don't got no seeds in it. Your watermelons don't got no seeds in it. Strawberries don't, all plants that got seeds, supposed to have seeds, don't have no seeds in it. That is genetically modified food, meaning they basically clone that food and they making it and serving to us. It's a lot of them are carcinogens, which is a carcinogen is a cancer causing agent. Yes, our chickens being dealt with, all our meats are being dealt with. So that's a serious situation, that because we don't grow food, we're trusting our FDA to basically let us pick and choose what you know, what we eat. It's crazy. KRS once said, they'll sell you donkey meat and say it's fresh. Funny. So there are corporations in this country that we constantly indulge in. There are so many, it's ridiculous. And they are here for one plan and one plan only, is to get y'all, everybody, onto the NWL. If y'all don't know what that is, the New World Order. So corporations are your everyday corporations, your Apples, Visa, America, Wells Fargo, General Mills, cereal company, Walmart. I'm just naming, just going down the list here. Oh, is that AT&T on the list? A telecommunication company, Viacom, Sony. These are, I don't know nobody that, if you, I don't know where you live at, if you didn't, and you had to have, this has touched your household at some capacity, one of these companies. McDonald's, Pepsi Corporation, Coca-Cola, all enemies. Why are they enemies? Because they are delving in things like artificial intelligence. They're delving in things of carcinogens, which is basically, I told you again, a cancer-causing agent they're putting in our food to, but kill people off. They'll drink a lot of soda. I suggest you start laying off it. Drink water. On the telecommunications side, why would you think they would be an enemy to us? Oh, I'd say, why? They're spying on us. Through various ways. Hey, we put this old nice 5G box in your house so I can hear everything that you're talking about. Ah, you don't need that. You don't. Come on with the new the 3G box. Give me this 5G box. Nice cube. Hook up everything in your house. So they spy on us. Clock every movement we do. Oh, forgot. No, here's the big one, the biggest one. Google. Funny, I don't know if y'all noticed. Have y'all noticed that if I'm thinking something, I go to my search engine and it's popping right up. That's scary to me. I don't know how that is to you guys. That's scary to me. So, you know, we're in some real deep waters. I don't think y'all know what's going on. Did y'all see the war game they just played the other day? Yes, our government could be our own enemy. Played a nasty, vicious war game the other day. Right under the eyes. Everybody running around talking about stupid stuff on the internet. But nobody paying attention to the real stuff. So I'm going to tell you the real stuff. So, we had a political prisoner over in Russia. And I'm not, I'll get to the basketball player later. So we had a political prisoner over there. They got locked up, went to go see his girlfriend, and he got locked up in Moscow. Sentenced to 9 years for just being drunk in Moscow. Allegedly, he beat the cops up. It should have, there's no record of none of that. None of that. But in the care of the Russian, he started getting sick. It said he caught tuberculosis. He about to die over there. So if he dies in their custody, that's World War III. It's probable cause for us to start a war. Well, what they did, Russia said, we'll give him back, but we need somebody over there that y'all got. A drug lord. Now, you're over here really committing crimes in America. We're going to do an even swap. The drug lord will give y'all back this ex-Marine. They're on national TV. Us even swap. Is that not egregious? So we got a WNBA player just sitting over in Russia. She ain't did nothing but have some weed on. Don't care about her right yet because she's black. Coming on by the International Hall of Famer, Brother O.
Everybody over there.
Get on up.
Everybody out there.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you. Come on up. Come on up. Come on. Come on. Come on with your come on. Come on. Come on.
doing your thing. If you're doing your thing, don't do nobody else. Jump back, dig yourself. If you're doing your thing, if you're doing your thing, get on up, get on up, get on up, get into it. Everybody over there, get on up. Everybody over there, get into it. Everybody right there, get in front.
Next topic is too much technology good? I know you guys see every day something new. Like, for what? What do you need that for? I just watched the television the other day, and I seen an automatic soda maker. What was that? Seltzer water soda maker. Who wants that? It's been proven and it's known that too much technology is not good. I mean, we are fully, totally immersed in the digital age. It's hard to imagine a world before effort of internet, cloud storage, and smartphones. It's hard to imagine that. I mean, it's a negative side to the technology. It could be addictive. It dulls your communication skills because you can't, the typing and the texting, those are it's not like you're having a conversation with somebody and you start texting them. It's weird. Because now, what you doing? Now you got to think to say what I'm doing. You can tell a lie. You can do anything. It's just like this fake world. These Oculus. See the accidents people having with these stupid Oculus, putting it on their head in this virtual world, running into stuff, running into the TV, chin holes in the wall. It's just going to have an adverse effect on you. It causes health problems. It can cause depression, anxiety. Just a lot of things that, you know, we moving real fast. For what? Why are we moving so fast? Because they got to get to their peak goal. Have y'all noticed the robot? I went to a burger joint the other day, sat down. A robot came and brought me my food. Like, what? What the hell is this? A robot. Oh, you can invest into a small franchise. No workers. Robots flip the burgers and get the fries out for you. We're going to die. We are in an age where we basically are cutting out the retailers. Tucker, all this, Jimmy, they're pulling all their products out. They're going direct, seller to buyer. Direct. Nike.com, you got to put the code in now so they can watch what you buy.
Coach, I got something to tell you. I know it's off the subject, man, but I know how you are right here. You ain't going to believe what just happened in the draft tonight with the Philadelphia Eagles.
What?
You're not going to believe it. The Eagles traded the 18th pick of the draft, and now they have A.J. Brown from the Titans.
Oof.
So they got
Oof.
Jordan Davis, their tackle, and it has had the, one of the biggest trades in maybe their history. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I know you. It's a serious topic you're talking tonight, and I appreciate it. But I know you being the coach, man, I'm going to let you talk about that and then go back to your topic. That is crazy.
Well, A.J. Brown, that's really going to help this young kid out. They trying to set him up for success, not failure. You got your good big possession receiver, and you got your speedster and Smith. Wow, that's, kudos to the Eagles. I mean, y'all still going to be garbage, but kudos to them. But getting back to the real things that's at play right here. It's just technology. Our kids can't even be kids. And it's sad. We are so reliant. Like, I mean, the dumbness down, a smartphone really dumbs you down. Think about it like this. How many, I want to know, on average, and call in. How many numbers do you really remember off the top of your head? How many numbers that's in your phone right now do you actually know the number? I remember I used to go have it. I knew I used to, when I was younger, before this age, I knew offhand of 100 numbers. I knew them, just knew them. They're not teaching the kids memorizational skills no more because everything's instantaneously. You want to answer, you don't got to go through a thesaurus. You ain't got to go through a almanac. You don't got to go through none of that. It's right here. But do you remember the answer? It's a question. You'll remember it for a short period of time, but you won't remember it for a lasting period of time. So these smartphones is dumbing you down. And we need to get away from them. Put your phone down. Call people from a house phone. Get off the internet. You can mire all day long. It just causes personality conflicts within yourself. You watching, you go from negative to positive, positive, negative, negative. Some people just be on all negative nut shit on the internet. I want to see fights. I want to see ghetto fights. I want to go live and duck face. I want to go live and talk about nothing but ratchet nothingness. I mean, just exude yourself with ignorance. An e-book. I don't like e-books. I don't want to read. I don't need nobody to read for me. That's how lazy we is. An e-book. Audio book, excuse me. So you don't know how to read? You just sit there and listen to somebody read to you? What is we for? It's highly disturbing. Technology. Notice when we went in. Did y'all notice when we went in? What was floating around the street? A bunch of white vans putting stuff on light poles while we in. Get in the house. While they out just roaming around doing, we don't know what they doing on them light poles. So I think that too much technology to society. Slow down. Would we? Please slow down. Another track from the Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. remember how it felt when you went to your first parade, and how you saw that glorious marching band coming down the street. Well, try to imagine with me, if you will, that you were the first to see the band coming down the way, growing bigger and bigger, and your heart pounded harder and harder. It always seemed to me that my heart was in perfect time with the big bass drum. Can you remember how you got that go to glory feeling in your heart and in your mind and in your blood that some folks call religion? There are multitudes of people crying because they just won't try to understand. From the book I read, not one but all must follow him. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. There are multitudes, people dying. Seems like temptation rules over the land. You know those people should remember his commandment. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. Singing in a band, talking to the man, bringing in the sheep all over the world as fast as they can. Singing in a band, talking to the man, drop everything you're doing and join the sanctuary band. The Son of Man speaks a revelation. Oh, he's reaching out his hand. He has promised to bring us all salvation. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. Singing in a band, talking to the man, bringing in the sheep all over the world, fast as they can.
So I wanted to finish the show off with the last topic, which is, excuse me, strippers in numbers, okay? I don't know why I reiterate that, but strippers in numbers. It's always been, and it always will be. People lie, books lie, television lies. Numbers don't. Jane, numbers don't lie. And strippers and numbers. Why strippers and numbers? Because the more people you got that are on to certain things that you are on, and it's in numbers. Even in the, it could be negative and positive. Look at the number of goofies running around here talking about, I represent a gang. Hey, I'm a gangbanger. They got the numbers. Got the numbers. A lot of numbers. gang culture problems in society. But they got the numbers. What we don't have the numbers is we don't have the numbers. And I've seen the most egregious acts of stupidity. When I looked on here and I'm watching how Atlanta young people are going on proms. They're going on proms with guns. They're nice outfits on with guns. What parent would sanction that? Yeah. Strippers and numbers. What type of parents we got out here letting my daughter take a picture with an AK-47 and a prom dress on? Then you go to the prom, thinking that everything's cool or whatever. Go to the Waffle House, and this is really happening. And they got shot. So in the midst of them getting shot, the two goofies, prom dates, had a bright idea. Let's get to the hospital. They go carjack somebody and go to the hospital. Needless to say, you know everyone got locked up. Change our whole narrative and get the numbers back to positivity. And dispel this dumb negative, dumb stuff that's going on in our communities. And we got to come out in droves. We got to get up off the couch. We got to stop saying, oh, God, it ain't happening in my community. I don't care. No, but it's happening. It's going to filter down to your community with the numbers of idiocy. We have to reverse this whole situation in order for us to be successful. I just started my show off with the strength that's in the numbers of people that's against us. And they in droves. In droves. But we can't get along with each other. Hey, Sister Mary, how you doing? Oh, man, I hate that fat bitch. As soon as she walk away. Hey, homie. I'm going to rob his house. That go on with us as black people. And it's sad that we hate each other that much. But love the white man. Love everything about the white man. Love his clothes. Love everything. Strippers in numbers. I don't know if y'all feel comfortable with this. Oh, well, the blacks are the most, they spend the most. That ain't good. It's actually dumb. They're basically saying we dumb. We buy anything. I don't like that connotation when they put that out and they put that narrative. Well, the black community is the most spenders in the world. Or in America. Say in America, the black community is the most spenders. That's stupid. I mean, we live out here living beyond our means, buying Gucci, buying Prada. But our kids is in public schools. We got to wake up. Strippers and numbers tracked by the...
Roland, I know you got soul. One.
I know you don't like the fakers.
right now. So, great show tonight. Music selection was apropos. Like I said, my final thoughts is on the three topics that I talked about, man. We got to know who we dealing, who we up against, man. And I don't have the answers. I'm going to start trying to find some answers to these solutions, but I'm going to limit myself with dealing with these companies in some capacity. Like I said, I'm limiting myself with this internet and all this other technology. I'm going to take a break. I'm taking breaks. I'm going to take week breaks off everything. I got a house phone. You want to talk to me? If I need to talk to my media infrastructure, call me on my house phone. I'm going to start putting my phone down. For weeks, I mean, under if it's not business related, other than that, I'm putting it down. Well, that's just me. Said strippers and numbers. We got to get our numbers up on positivity. I don't understand why people don't know what's really going on in the bottom lines. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a satanic cast over society right now. And a lot of people are just bowing down to Satan and they don't even know it. It's Ngozi time.
What a show tonight by that coach. You know, there's many different shows that come on this network on a constant basis. Many different shows. And I always implore my people that are part of our outstanding dynasty. You know, more support. We need more support from our hosts. They know who they are. You know, everybody makes excuses. You know, it's sad. You know, when we have, not just talking about this show, but many different shows this week. You know, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things of how, you know, we're recognized around the world. We're still a championship-based company. Okay, but I think it's a disrespect. And do me a favor, any host that hears this show, and you know anybody that does what they do on this network, you need to tell them. You know, I don't talk about one or two times. I'm talking about a constant non-support. We got to stop that, man. I remember back in the good old days, and Antonio knows what I'm talking about. We supported each other when we didn't have this grand, storied dynasty. We understood who we were. We have hosts that don't support others. We must do better because the world's looking. Oh, that's your show? I don't hear you on other shows. I don't hear you supporting other shows. So it must be a prima donna network. Everybody must be for themselves. I said what I said, man. Anybody got a comment, you can call me. And you know me. I'm going to win anyway. This is my shit. But his situation, man, tonight, Coach did an outstanding job. And, you know, just talking about the basics, talking about the medicine, talking about the food, talking about how we treat each other. We must do better as a human race toward each other. That's something that I really believe in. And it's the strength of our network. How about tomorrow night, right here at WBNN? We have a outstanding person who has garnered greatness in our network. Her name is Sister Bessie the Truther, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee. This young lady is a researcher's researcher, and she's known all around the world for that. The name of her show is called The Front Porch, right here. 9:30 Eastern, daylight time. And, of course, we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Tenorous, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi Time. Also, we are Ola Dele Malay, where Ngozi has Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful programming tonight, Ola Dele. That goes with mine@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, where Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Hey, knuckleheads, huddle up. It's the coach's time. Got 2 minutes and 4 seconds left to go in the program.
Oh, man, what a great show tonight. I was actually, you guys, I apologize to my other colleagues on this network. I got triplets. So I'm not going to make any excuses. I'll just do better. I will support your shows as much as I can. I apologize. I truly apologize. Blame my mind, not my heart. He's right, though. We all got to stick together, and at least we got to support each other's shows, not just once or twice. I gotta get way better at that, and I apologize to anybody. It's not intentional, but I'm gonna do better. I'm not gonna say I try. I am gonna do better at that. So good show tonight. We just gotta watch what's going on out here, man. Please stay woke, Ken, man. Limit yourself to the aggravation, the heartache, or the extra stupid and face weirdo. And if it's not business related, just leave it alone. Put it down for a minute. And we need to be community activists at some capacity, because these people, the goofies are winning right now, and I don't like for goofy people to win. They just shooting up everything. They just accusting people. It's just bad out here right now. And maybe if we can get a parent, that child that's into that type of activity, they're in denial, we could bring some truth to the light. Like, I got a bad kid, and I got to deal with it. And I'm out.
To your first parade, and how you saw that glorious marching band coming down the street. Well, try to imagine with me, if you will, that you were the first to see the band coming down the way, growing bigger and bigger, and your heart pounding harder and harder. It always seemed to me that my heart was in perfect time with the big bass drum. Remember how you got that go to glory feeling in your heart and in your mind and in your blood that some folks call religion? There are multitudes of people crying because they just won't try to understand. From the book I read, not one but all must follow him. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. There are multitudes, people dying. Seem like temptation rules over the land. You know those people should remember his commandment. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. Singing in a band, talking to the man, bringing in the sheep all over the world as fast as they can. Singing in a band, talking to the man, drop everything you're doing and join the sanctuary band. The Son of Man speaks of revelation. Oh, he's reaching out his hand. He has promised to bring us all salvation. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. Singing in a band, talking to the man. Bringing in the sheep all over the world, fast as they can. Singing in a band, yeah. Singing in a band, talking to the man.